Hey, it's Gary here, Editor-in-Chief of Eligible Magazine, and I'm here with Dr. Jess for a very special download on 5 Secrets for Sensational Sex. Now, if you don't know Jess already, Dr. Jess is a sexologist, a lecturer. She appears at trade shows and retreats. She is a host of Playboy Television and has a number of books, actually, but her current book is The New Sex Bible. Thanks for being with me, Dr. Jess.
So happy to be. How are you?
Great. So this is a very important download because we have told our readers that these are secrets. So in other words, these are the out-of-the-main techniques and concepts that I've asked you to speak on. So let's get right to it. I know you've got some real interesting concepts for us and techniques. So let's start wherever you like. What's number one?
Well, we're going to be talking about 5 different secrets. The first is around dominance. The second is around the clitoris. The third is all about that slippery stuff. The fourth is dirty talk. And then we've got some very specific step-by-step techniques to take your lover over the top. But let's start with dominance. Now, dominance isn't just about being in charge. It's about seducing, not forcing, your lover into submission. So if you're looking for examples of how to initiate sex with that dominant confidence, here are a few. So number one, grab your lover by the face, pin them up against the wall while you kiss passionately. Now, if they try and pull away, that's a part of the game. Hold them close for just a moment longer. And of course, all of this is underscored by consent. Number two, to be dominant, because nobody wants a little poke from behind, all right? We want an absolute seduction scene. So surprise your lover from behind, grab and hold their hands behind their back while you breathe over their neck and whisper something naughty in their ear. Maybe it's, I'm wet for you, or I'm aching for you. Number three, when you're in the middle of it, in the throes of passion, pull their hair a little bit, just before orgasm. And number four, if you're just kissing a little bit, try a little nibble on the tongue, or graze your teeth against their genitals while you're going down on them, all right? So just these little things to show that, hey, I'm confident and I'm in charge.
Wow, that sounds great. Sounds like truly ravisher and ravishee.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Love it.
All right, next we have learn about the clitoris. Now, whether you have a clitoris or you love a good clitoris, most of us have a lot to learn. Now, you've probably heard that the clitoris is a little pea-sized bump at the top of where her lips meet. And you've probably heard that its only function is pleasure. Well, the second part is true, but the first part is a miss. The clitoris actually is that bump, plus a shaft, plus foreskin, plus 2 legs, plus 2 bulbs. The clitoris gets raging hard-ons. We think that the clitoris is some sort of a doorbell, right? We're all excited. We found the clitoris and we press on it. Press our nose, press our tongue, press our finger. Well, she's not answering because it's not a doorbell, all right? And you need to do more to the clitoris. Now, to get to the legs of the clitoris, to the bulbs of the clitoris, we're going to cover some moves in a moment, but ultimately it involves pleasuring, rubbing, sucking, grinding against the entire vulva, the whole lips. All right?
Yeah, that sounds really new.
It is new,
right? New concept.
Yeah, and we'll definitely maybe post some images on Eligible
Great.
As well.
Great.
All right, next. This is an easy one. It is a no-brainer. I do not know why we don't stock lube in every bedroom in the world. Lube changes everything. You simply cannot perform the best techniques or experiment with the hottest positions without it. Now, if you think it sounds too clinical, Now, you can apply lube by rubbing it on your lips and then using your lips all over your lover's hot spots. If you have breasts, you can put the lube all over your breasts and then slide all over. You could even use a paintbrush or a soft makeup brush so that there's like a slow, sensuous application. You might even use a flavored lube and use a little too much so that you have to lick the excess off. Some people like to throw their lube in the refrigerator for a cooling sensation. Others will warm the lube up in their hands. But for all the techniques that we're about to get to, you have to use lube.
Great. Refrigerator, that's kind of a new concept. I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, temperature play is really underused. And when you change the temperature, you change your nerve ending reactions to pleasure.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Great. What else you have?
Number four, talk dirty. Oh my goodness, dirty talk is the skill that all good lovers share in common. Once you learn to talk dirty and talk your lover's ear off in bed, you barely need to move a muscle, other than your tongue, of course. This is because dirty talk lets you bring out their hottest fantasies, bring them to life in words. Now, if you're going to talk dirty, you probably want to utilize a range of styles and build up from the lightest version. So forget what you heard in porn. Start with the romantic dirty talk. It could be, oh, you're the only one for me, or I'll only ever want you. You can get a bit more aggressive and demanding. You can say, get down on your knees. Give me what I need. I want you in my mouth. Whatever floats your boat. You can use dirty talk to tease, like tell me what you'll do to me, or if you want it, come and get it. And you can even use dirty talk to negotiate boundaries, figure out what your partner wants in bed. You can use dirty talk to say, what can I do? How do you like it? Do you like it right there? And on the flip side, you can use dirty talk, this is my favorite, to convey your own needs, to get what you want and get yours. So you can say, put your hand right there. Oh, I like it like that. Or give me more of this. And of course, dirty talk can be used to stroke your lover's ego. Simple, well-timed lines while you're in bed, like, oh, you're the best, or this is so good I'd pay for it, can be fun and open doors to new fantasies. And of course, you can get naughty with dirty talk, with the I want to taste your hot cum, or I want to share you, all the fantasy stuff. Just be sure, this is the most important thing, to weave your dirty talk throughout the day or throughout the week. You can't talk like roommates or business partners until 9 p.m. and then expect to ding, ding, flip the switch. It needs to be eroticized throughout the day.
So that's an important concept right there, is not to just turn it on and throw it at someone, to weave it into the day. And if I was to just kind of recap, it sounds like one way of going about it is to ask for instructions. Next way is to give instructions. Next way is to give feedback, and you can make that as hot as you want.
Exactly.
Perfect. Great.
All right. We're ready for the techniques. Secret number five. You've got to learn the professional techniques to use your hands and mouth. If you're not using your hands and mouth, you are probably missing out, because these body parts create the most powerful and studies show the most consistent orgasms. So let's start with a couple of tips for the penis. So the first move is called the Claudia. I can't tell you why it's called the Claudia, but this is the hand job move to end all blowjob moves. I'm kidding. But all you do for this is you slather your hands in lube, you interlace your fingers and wrap both hands all the way around the base of his shaft. You squeeze with strong pressure, and you can use extra pressure because you're using lots of lube, and you stroke up to the top. As he gets more riled up, you give a little pulse at the bottom, maybe a little twist over the head, but you're using both hands, lots of pressure, picking up the pace, eventually reaching a rhythmic speed, and make sure your hands are nice and warm. I am telling you, he should not be able to discern whether this is a mouth or you're on top of him riding. These two hands, a little warmth and a lot of lube, can go a long way. Now, if you want to produce Claudia-worthy pressure with your mouth, you need to use your teeth. Now, I can imagine that anyone with a penis is thinking, what does this woman know? Well, you're going to use your teeth, but you're never actually going to let your teeth touch him. You use your tongue to cover your lower teeth, your upper lip to wrap around your upper teeth, and now that your teeth are padded by your tongue and your upper lip, you squeeze him between them while you suck away. Now you'll need a little bit of lube for this one, even though it's a blowjob move, because your upper lip won't lubricate. So just a tiny little drop on the upper lip should do it. Now, if you've got that out of the way, you're looking to please a woman, you have got to take care of her vulva. All that area on the outside that is connected to the full clitoral complex. So we're going to rub the legs. We're going to stimulate the bulbs. We're going to stroke on the shaft. We're going to press on the head. We're going to do all of that. So here are a few moves. The first one, the pocket, you take your palm and you press it just over her pubic mound while you fold your fingers over her vulva. So you've created like a little pocket. Now there's no wrong way or right way to do this. This is just an idea to get you started. You pulse, you press, you rub, you even undulate in a wave-like motion and let her hips guide you. For many women, this is the move that will bring her over the top more easily, even than any tongue lashing. Now, another great move is the finger cross. You make a peace sign with your index and middle finger. You cross them over one another, you know, like you're holding them behind your back and telling a lie. Then you slide them inside of her all the way to your last knuckle and then rotate those fingers as you slide out. This will give her a new sensation, unlike any other regular fingering technique. Oh, another favorite move, the nose job. Get your face in there. Press your nose right into her. Press it against the head of her clit. Run it up and down that whole outer surface like you're nodding your head yes. Shake your head back and forth no. Run that nose in big circles and breathe in deeply. Most of us hold our breath during sex because we're nervous. So breathe, make some noise, and let her know just how much you love it.
Wow.
Right?
Wow, that's a lot.
There are some secrets there.
You scared me at teeth there for a second. You scared, but you recovered.
Thank you.
And those all, in their entirety, sound like really, truly five sensational secrets for sensational sex.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Thanks very much for joining me for a few minutes, Dr. Jess. And we need to let our listeners know where they can get a hold of you and look at your further resources and maybe contract you to come out and speak, because you've got a lot of great information. How can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can find me on all social media at Sex with Dr. Jess and online at sexwithdrjess.com.
Awesome. So those are our five secrets for sensational sex. Thanks very much, Dr. Jess.
Thank you.